box next to the water box.
Anything else he says, but I won't record it. He might be talking to somebody.
Jenny, don't turn around. Yeah, let me say a word. I never have been put where I could say it before.
You don't want to lay down on no gaps and get myself into trouble.
He can tell the most interesting things about his childhood life. And about his recreation about his hunting his goose nest and him taking the old geese and putting climb up on the barn and put him up there and let him fly back across the fields, you know, and the country and everything. Just recreation.
Did you do that, Mr.
Not right.
She's telling me about you putting the goose nest on top of the house.
Not the goose nest, or the geese up there.
Yeah. The geese?
Oh, you know, did you know that to say that if you don't give a boy something to do, he's going to do something?
I think he can tell you the most interesting things in the world.
And for my pastime, I didn't have no pixie shows, but I had an open range for the cattle to go where, on the woods range, you know. And I passed away my time seeing bull fight and goats and drive them. We had a big row of geese, and they'd come down into the creek. And I'd drive about half of them up to the barn and put them in the barn lot and catch them one by one, get up on top of the barn and throw them up and watch them fly back to the creek. I got a big kick out of it, watching them fly anyway back to the creek. But anyway, I'll tell you what kind of wound up my bullfighting. Somebody had one outside, and he come up with our cattle at night, and it was kind of getting dark, and I seen that they wanted to fight, and I flew around, got them together, and it was in a lane. It had a big lane, you know, and a big old barn,
and the lane that went to the barn. From the house to the barn.
The house was far from it, the barn from that.
I mean, was the lane, the
uh-huh.
road that went from the house to the barn?
So we went ahead, and I got them two bulls together, and they were really fighting. And it was getting kind of a little bit dark, and I had to get up pretty close to them to see which one was going to whip. And that bull whooped my daddy's bull, and he turned and run. And when he did, that other one made a pass at him and caught me in my back.
Oh.
And ripped my shirt and marked my back. And there's about a 12 or 14 rail fence there. And I skinned over that fence and went to the house like a squirrel. I mean, I thought that I was really ruined, but it happened to not break the skin on me. But
oh, really? Well, you were lucky.
I was lucky. But about as big a disappointment now as I had back when I was a kid, my daddy had two yoke of oxen. I raised back in the ox days. No mule team, no nothing, it's oxen. He had two yokes of oxen, and he swapped them to one of his neighbors lived way back up there for a yoke of big old oxen. They were really a big one. And back then, people didn't have no mules, no team, and they thought lots of the oxen. They'd feed them and take care of them. So we'd been hauling with the oxen that day, and my dad had come and had turned them out in the barnyard and was letting them eat. And there was one of my neighbors lived back over there, had a little old goat just about that high.
About three and a half feet.
And there's a big drove of cows out there, you know, and he just walking around, big hike around out there, and he just